Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Now with two outs in the top of the ninth, the Dung Beetles are still down by 17.
Well, the Dung Beetles haven't had a runner on base yet tonight, Paul, and the fans, they don't look happy.
Especially that one down there poking a baseball card like a voodoo doll. And with rumors that the team may be just barely short of bankruptcy, this game may be their last chance.
Gee, Dad, do you really think this is the last time we'll ever get to see the Dung Beetles play?
I'm afraid it may look that way, Timmy. They may just be a group of well-meaning, lovable ballplayers that don't have what it takes to compete in the big leagues.
And of course, let's not forget the orphans in the crowd tonight. On loan from the Kermit County Home for Adorable Sad Orphans with British Accents. Staffed by the wicked Miss Crulington, a horribly tempered old woman who hates all children. Local eccentric millionaire Sleebus B. Pickenmeyer has agreed to adopt them all, let them share in his millions of dollars, and undergo a magical metamorphosis from greedy penny pincher to loving, caring father. But only if the Dung Beetles win this game.
Miss Crulington, might we buy a box of Cracker Jacks? We've been saving up for it all year by selling our blankets. The nights have been terribly cold, but...
Now, be silent, you dreadful child!
Dunger's catcher Snurd Flingstring now stepping to the plate.
Dad, it's Snurd Flingstring! He'll save the Dung Beetles!
Wow, it's all up to me to save the team now. But I just can't. God help me, Pa, I just can't.
Flingstring, of course, hasn't had a single hit this year. He's a lowly, good-natured farm boy with a humble background and a shy demeanor who's lived his whole life in the shadow of his father, Hall of Famer Charp Flingstreet, and is just out to prove that he's his own man and a ball player in his own right. But so far, his career has been a string of failures, and he's starting to lose hope.
That's the backstory, Ted.
It'll take a miracle to save the Dungers now, Paul.
Dad, do you believe in angels?
I used to, son. Before your mother died. After that, I stopped believing in angels. I stopped believing in myself.
Well, I still believe in angels, and I'm gonna pray for my own special angel to save the Dung Beetles.
Here's the pitch, and it's a foul tip out to the stands, where the diehard Dung Beetle fans swarm to grab what may be the last foul ball they'll ever get a chance to catch.
Oh, Paw. Every time I see a strike go up on the board, I think of how disappointed you must be in me.
Miss Crulington, might we share this peanut I found on the floor?
No! Hand that over this instant, you little hooligan!
Whoa! Flingstring swings blindly and misses by a mile. Strike two. You could feel the wind on that one, Ted.
You sure could, Paul. Like the very wind that seems to whisper the name of Flingstring's father, Hall of Famer Charp Flingstring, into his son's ear, constantly reminding him of his failures.
That's right, Ted. One has to wonder if Flingstring has any hope in him left at all.
I can hear your name on the wind again, Pa. A constant reminder of my failures. How can I go on? I just don't have any more hope left at all.
Dad, is Snurd Flingstring going to strike out?
I'm afraid it may look that way, Timmy.
But I prayed for an angel!
Maybe it's not an angel that Flingstring needs, Timmy. Maybe all he needs is a little bit of hope and to know that we still believe in him.
I believe in you, Snurd! I believe in you!
Wow! That young boy in the stands believes in me! You hear that, Pa? He believes in me! That just may be all I need to give me the courage to hit that ball out of the park!
Well, Paul, a young man in the stands has just declared that he believes in Dungers outfielder Snurd Flingstring, who's currently at bat with two strikes and just seconds left on the clock.
What clock, Ted? This is baseball. Innings aren't timed.
Oh, right.
Well, here's the windup.
Miss Crulington, may we buy a bag of popcorn? We've been saving all year by selling our urine to crack addicts for drug tests.
Now! Cease your infernal prattle, you hateful little rapscallion!
And here's the pitch.
Here comes the pitch. It's coming in low and outside, just how I like it. I'm gonna prove myself to you now, Pa. I may just be a lowly, good-natured farm boy with a humble background and a shy demeanor, but I'm gonna prove I'm a good ball player in my own right. And I'm gonna save the Dung Beetles.
I believe in you, Snurd!
And if you believe in him, Timmy, then maybe I can find the courage to believe in myself.
Well... Oh my goodness, Ted, I can't believe what I'm seeing. The ball is glowing and sparkling with a golden nigh-angelic light and slowing down to a crawl. And now it's freezing in place right in midair. Even a ball player as incompetent as Flingstream should be able to hit that one and come out looking like a hero.
Well, you know, Paul, I've been thinking about this. How can Flingstream be a lowly, good-natured farm boy with a humble background, yet also be the son of Hall of Famer Charp Flingstream? I mean, why would Charp Flingstream bother with farming and humbleness when he's a professional baseball player good enough to be in the Hall of Fame?
Anytime you want to shut up would be fine with me, Ted.
Dad, look what happened to the ball!
And now the bat's starting to glow, too. And, Timmy, look at that!
Dad, it's an angel! It's the special angel I prayed for!
Good heavens! Ladies and gentlemen, an angel has just appeared, floating in midair over home plate and mediocre Dunger's outfielder, Snurd Flingstream.
The count is still 0-2 with two outs.
Look, Miss Cruelington, it's an angel!
Who told you could take your blindfold off, you snot-nosed little ruffian? Get back in your cage!
With the dung beetles trailing by 17, it appears that the angel is no longer alone. More angels, a veritable multitude, in fact, seem to be coming out of the sky and majestically flying over the field, while a startled crowd looks on. Some of them crying with joy, some dropping to their knees in prayer.
Dad, look, there's more angels!
Look at them all, it's a miracle!
You know, Paul, I can't help but be reminded of the fourth inning of the third game of the 1989 World Series.
Why's that, Ted?
I was wearing this exact same tie during that game.
Wow, that's an exciting bit of trivia for all you baseball fans.
And I've got a terrible case of jock itch, too.
Just like during the fourth inning of the third game of the 1989 World Series?
No.
My God, Pa. Angels. Angels from heaven are coming to help me save the team. It's everything I could ever have dreamed of. Finally, I'll be able to prove myself to you, to everybody. Finally, I'll be able to stand on my own. Finally, I'll truly be a man.
The angels are still pouring out of the skies, swooping daringly over the stands and shining their magnificence and glory onto the field.
Wow. Look, Timmy. There must be hundreds of them.
Dad? What did that one just drop?
Look, Pa. The angels are dropping something. Some glorious heavenly gifts. Wait a minute.
Ew! Is that...
Ted, can you see what's happening out there?
Well, Paul, I'm no expert, but we appear to have an epidemic of angelic incontinence on our hands. The heavenly multitudes appear to be carelessly letting fly with their semi-solid waste anywhere they see fit.
Did you remember to put the top up in your beamer, Ted?
Holy crap!
That's a terrible pun, Ted.
Miss Cruelington, why are the angels going poo on us?
Because you're so bloody horrible, you sniveling little wad of pus!
Nice praying there, Timmy.
This isn't what I prayed for, Dad!
Oh, sure it isn't.
Oops. Flingstream just slipped on some manna from heaven, holding on to the bat as he spun, falling to the ground, completely missing the perfectly stationary ball. The umpire calls strike three, and that's the end of the game. Dung beetles lose.
Damn it, Pa. You always told me this day would come, and I never listened to you. Why? Why didn't I listen to you? Why? 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 Why?